program as well, as Dr. Gary Smalley and Dr. Scott Stanley will continue their conversation with our own Dr. James Dobson and dig a bit deeper into how couples can make their marriage last. You can learn more about the book Fighting for Your Marriage by visiting our website at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. There you will also find information about Dr. Stanley's research and Dr. Smalley's continued ministry. Again, that's at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. And as always, the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute exists to strengthen marriages and families and to protect the sanctity of human life, as well as spreading the good news of the gospel. If you've been blessed by Family Talk, won't you consider making a financial contribution to support our ministry? We are a completely listener-supported broadcast outreach, and every contribution is tax-deductible. Learn how you can give a gift online by visiting drjamesdobson.org or give us a call at 877-732-6825. And please know how much we appreciate your support and your prayers. Now, if you're a parent, you know how difficult it can be to raise your son to be a godly man or to raise your daughter to be a godly woman in today's culture. The incredible weight of guiding them through this confused and turbulent time can really take a toll on parents and families. Well, to walk alongside you and to better equip you as a parent with timeless, biblically based advice and tools, Dr. Dobson has bundled two of his classic books, Bringing Up Boys and Bringing Up Girls, and they're bundled together as one resource, and we'll be happy to send it to you as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute today. So reserve your copy when you click the link on the broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. Again, ask for the Bringing Up Boys and Bringing Up Girls bundle when you make a donation of any amount in support of the ministry today at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. Well, I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of everyone here at the JDFI, thanks so much for making Family Talk a part of your day.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to The Sound of Faith. I'm Sharon Ott, thanking you for joining us today because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message, Awake, Arise, and Shine, is a stirring word to ignite our hearts with new passion to fight against the tide of godlessness and persecution that has left some Christians in a state of carnal apathy and spiritual inactivity. Let us be sober and put on the armor of light. Let us awake, arise, and shine.
Let's go back to Ephesians 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. This word tells us we have to walk circumspectly. So while you're walking, you are looking. And this is the way a Christian is supposed to conduct his life and navigate his way through this world, this perverse and wicked and ungodly world. Amen? He's supposed to navigate his way walking and looking. Now, I want to do a little experiment here, and I do need one volunteer. I'm probably going to draft somebody. Let's see, who can I get? You know, some of these people, when you draft them, they end up trying to take your sermon and go their way. So I was going to prove the scripture in Hebrews where you've got to lay aside every weight and every sin and run with patience. So we had people running around the building, and then we had one guy, was your brother, Shane. We tied a whole bunch of balloons on him. I should have never picked him for that part. I should have put him up front when you're not encumbered, because he wanted to show that he could run. He was supposed to illustrate that you can't run good with things tied to you. But he took off like a bullet. And he ran around this church so fast, I was like, wait a minute. You were supposed to act like you can't make it. So ever since then, I'm thinking, oh, who am I going to get? Are they going to try to do their own little illustration? Are they going to help me with mine? Amen? Okay. So let me see hands who are willing after I said that, then I'll pick somebody. I wanted to be a guy. Let's say, okay, Kevin, come on up here. I saw your hand right away. So come on up here. Now, Kevin, the first part of this test is very easy. And you can do it. Now, we're going to show what it means to walk circumspectly and to be vigilant. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to look where you're going, and I want you to walk down there where Shirley is. Can you do that? All right. He's a Christian who's watching where he's going. Amen. And the Lord is leading him, and he made it. He's just about there. All right. Give him a clap offering. This time you're going to walk backwards. Just stop for a minute. I want to show the people. I wouldn't do the real thing because I don't want to have to take anybody to the emergency room. This is a boulder. And this is a tree stump. And this is a thorn bush. And this is a sinkhole. All right. Now, I want you to start walking backwards, but keep looking forward and walk backwards. No looking down. Up, you just tripped. You just stepped on a tree stump. You just tripped. Down you go. All right, get back up, brother. All right, now let's try some more here. Keep walking backwards. Up, you just stepped on a thorn bush. Down you go. Up, he's hobbling. He's got thorns in his feet. Amen? How many are getting the idea here? All right, let's go. Let's try it again. Keep walking backwards. Pick up your pace a little bit. You're in a hurry to get where you're going. Up! Sinkhole, sinkhole, sinkhole. Okay. Let's try it again. Now, you're really in a hurry. You got things to do, places to go, and people to see. Up, you hit a big boulder. All right, let's try it again. Oh, the gates of hell. Give our brother a clap offering. So what am I showing you here today? I'm showing you that you've got to walk circumspectly. In other words, you got to watch where you are going. How many say amen?
Amen.
Because if you are looking one way and walking another way, you are going to fall. You're going to stumble. God created us all with two eyes right here. And we're supposed to walk in the direction that we can see. We're supposed to walk in the direction that we're looking. Amen? You never walk opposite of the direction that you're looking. Amen? And so that's how God created us. We're supposed to walk in the direction where we can see where we're going. Amen? And if we go against that principle, things are going to get bad. So let me make this metaphorical for all of us to understand. What are you focusing on and what are you looking to? If you are looking to this world for your answers, if you are looking to the arm of flesh to help you and get you out of your problems, if you are looking to man and think that he's going to fix you and he's going to deliver you, you're going to keep going from one fall to the other fall and sinking deeper and deeper. If you look in this world that we've already agreed upon is full of evil and darkness, you're going to walk in that evil and darkness. It's going to bring panic and fear and anguish and doubt and misery to your life.
Amen.
Amen. Even Christians sometimes are always looking at the negative and they're always falling in the pit. I don't mean necessarily the pit of sin. I mean the pit of despair, the pit of hopelessness. Amen. But if you will walk looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, looking unto him, amen, then you're going to have hope, you're going to have joy, you're going to have peace, You're going to have healing and deliverance. Who are you looking at today? Are you looking in yourself? Some people are always looking introspectively, looking in myself. Don't get hung up doing that, because you've got a lot of problems with yourself. You got a lot of lies that you've heard over your lifetime. Like I preached last week, you might have rejection and baggage, and you're so focused looking on yourself, you get more despondent. Amen. You got to look up and see God. He said, I will look under the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to look to Him. I'm looking up and seeing God. Jesus said, the word says in Isaiah, look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and be saved. For there is no other Savior. There is no other deliverer but Jesus. There is no other name that can save under heaven but the name of Jesus. You can look at your problems and look at your problems and try to dissect your problems and analyze your problems. Amen. And all you're doing is bringing up all those bad emotions, all those hurts, and all that stuff. You're just bringing it and rehearsing it and reliving it. And you get in that sinkhole. But Jesus said that He's able to save to the utmost all those who come to Him. Jesus said in Matthew, the 11th chapter, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you weary from your life? Are you burdened down with problems and burdens? Whether you're a Christian and you have those things, or whether you don't know God, I know you're burdened down. I know you are if you don't have Jesus. But sometimes Christians let themselves get burdened down. They let the devil put burdens on them. God didn't do it. Help me to remember this story, Lord. It's a true story. This young Christian man, he had a mama who was saved and served God. But she was so pessimistic all the time. She always saw the negative in things. And they used to go round and round and round. He would try to say, Mom, you got to stop being so negative all the time. And he would always be preaching at her about it. But it's like she just could not get delivered from this sense of negativity. So she was always walking around heavy and burden. And how many know, after a while, it gets uncomfortable to be around someone like that? Because after a while, you think, if I can't pull you up, I'm not letting you pull me down. But one morning, she came to the breakfast table. She was smiling. Her face was glowing. She was so happy. He couldn't believe it. It was a visible difference in her countenance and everything, her demeanor. She was happy and lighthearted. And he said, Mom, what got into you? She said, last night I had a dream. And in my dream, we were outside, and I was there too. And I saw all of these people walking around on this grassy land. And then there was a road winding through it. And she said, these people had all of these black bundles on their backs. But there was thousands of them all everywhere laying on the grass. This evil person was going through, and he said, I knew it was Satan. And he kept dropping these black bundles. And he said, these people were going over and picking them up and putting them with the rest of their bundles. And they would go pick up some more and pick them up with the rest of their bundles until they were getting weighed down. And she was doing the same thing. She was doing the same thing. But then off in the horizon, she saw someone walking, and they were full of light. And she saw that when he would talk to people, that they would drop those bundles and they would start smiling. At some point, she realized it was Jesus, and he came to her. Amen. And he told her, he said, these bundles that you're carrying, I didn't give you those